Yehuday, the Torah, Rabbi Yaakov Rubin.
Good morning. Holding this week in Parashas Yisroi, which I think we could say is like the foundation of Klal Yisroel. That's when Klal Yisroel was born. The Am Yisroel became an Am by Matan Torah. Pasuk says, "Hayoyim azeh nihyei yisrael la'om l'Hashem Elokecha." By Matan Torah, Klal Yisroel became a nation. I would like to speak about more than Matan Torah itself. I would like to speak about the introduction to Matan Torah. It's famous, the pasuk which says, "Vayisu mirfidim, v'yachnu Yisrael b'midbar, v'yichan shom Yisrael neged ha'od." Famous Rashi says, by all the journeys, it says the Loshon Rabbim, v'yachanu, v'yisu. When it comes to Matan Torah, v'yichan shom Yisrael neged ha'od. Loshon singular Loshon. And it's famous what Rashi says, v'yichan shom Yisrael neged ha'od, is ke'ish echod, b'lev echod. Klal Yisrael were like one person. The truth is, there's many, many different dargas in achdus. You can have an achdus when people aren't on fight with each other. Okay, they're not on fight. It's also something. Then they're friendly as well. They're very friendly, very, very close. And they can come to a point where it's a matter of ish echod b'lev echod, where mamash two people feel like one ish, like one person totally. It's famous, the story of Ariel Levine when he came to the doctor with his wife. He walked into the doctor's surgery and he says, "Doctor, our leg is hurting." His wife's leg was hurting. He says, "Our leg is hurting." That he mamish felt like one with her. That is ish v'ishtoy, okay, a husband and wife. But Klal Yisrael came by Matan Torah to such a daraga of ish echod v'lev echod, such an actus, a tremendous unity which formed them into one. To understand this simply, we could say it's quite important that there was achdus before Matan Torah. Why? We all know the shagidov, remach evor, the shagidov of a person, or keneged the tarig mitzvahs. In other words, every yid has got to be mekayim tarig mitzvahs. The remach evorim and shagidim. But the Rishonim ask, it's impossible. There's many, many mitzvahs which only a kohen can do, a levi, a lady, a melech. It's impossible for one person to be mekayem mitzvahs. It's just simply impossible. So the Rishonim answer, it's shaykh. Because since Klal Yisrael are one, so when one person does a mitzvah, it's kilu, the other person is doing it as well. The Och Lener, the end of Yevomis, writes, this teretz you can only say if Klal Yisrael are takab achdus together. If there's takab achdus, a sholim between all the yidden together, then it's shaykh to say, oh, when a kohen does a mitzvah which only he can do, it's kilu Yisrael did it as well. If there's a problem in achdus, there's not shalom amongst Klal Yisrael, then you can't use the other person's mitzvah. It's coming out, in other words, that it's quite important that there should be shalom amongst Klal Yisrael in order that every person can be mekayim his tarig mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael, we find, on nimshul to kechovim, kechoich ve'ashomayim l'roiv, Klal Yisrael also, compared to kechoil hayom, when Hashem was telling Klal Yisrael, you'll be so many people, you'll be so many like there's so many kechovim, and you'll be so many like kechoil hayom. Rav Meir Shapiro explains very nicely. There's a major difference between kechovim to kechoil hayom, to the sand on the seashore. A kechov is a world in itself. Every kechov has got its own tachlis. And one kechov can have no interaction with other kechov. Every star has its own job, what it has to bring out to the world, which we don't understand, which Hashem Baruch understands, and no two kechovim can come together at all. There must be no interaction between the two. Each one's a world by itself. That's right, there will be bechorot. Chol hayom, take sand of the sea, of the seashore. Go to the sand, take out one grain of sand. It's absolutely nothing. It's nothing. What makes sand, chol hayom, what makes the sand a beautiful seashore on the beach? Billions and trillions of pieces of sand together, that forms them together to be a beautiful beach. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, yes. Every person has got to realize, Bishvilin Evri Olam, I'm a world in myself. I have got my tachlis between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one side. But Yid has to realize as well, it's impossible for him to do his tachlis in life without the other Yid as well. Without all Yidden together. All Yidden together must be like one that everyone himself can bring out his tachlis on the world. He's like Yechol Hayom. By himself, he's absolutely nothing. Together, he forms the seashore. So, that alone would be quite a nice explanation why we find, before Klal Yisrael came to Matan Torah, it was Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahor Ki'ishachod B'leidachod, because it was very important. Klal Yisrael were now being given the Torah, Tarag Mitzvahs. It's impossible. How can one Yid be Mekayim the Tarag Mitzvahs? So first they had Sholem together, they had the Achdus together, and they formed into one, like one person, Ki'ishachod B'leidachod. So now, Taka, when one person in doing as much mitzvahs as he can possibly do, and the other one does how much he can do, all together, unite together, it's ki'ilu that every person is being mekayim tarig mitzvahs. We take a seat. When Klal Yisrael were asked, you want to be mekabel Torah? So v'yanu kol ha'om yachdo v'yoyimru, kol ha'shadiba Hashem nase v'nishma. They could have all answered together, very simply. Everybody could have said, yes, I will do it. They didn't. They said, Nasa, one spoke for the other. How could one speak for the other? You asked me. You didn't ask me. But Klal Yisrael came to such a madrega of Ishechod, Beleidechod, that they felt together, so united, that they could honestly all speak for each other. Kol Asher Diba Hashem, Nasa, we will do. V'nishma, we will hear. Reminding me of Achdus. It was very interesting. Napoleon, he had quite a few conversations with Reb Chaim Volozhin. A few interesting conversations with Reb Chaim Volozhin. He came to him late at night, and Volozhin, he found him in shul. He met Reb Chaim Volozhin. One of his conversations went as follows. He had a gewaltig atzloch in Europe, conquering one place after the other. And he was about to conquer Russia. So he asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, what do you hold? Am I going to be atzliach in Russia? So Reb Chaim Volozhin says, if you ask me, no, you're not going to be matzliach. Which taki he was not at the end. He was not matzliach in Russia. So Napoleon asked him, why? What's the problem? So Reb Chaim Volozhin explained it with a moshel. There was this Grace Gevir, very rich person. He was bound to go, he was about to go on a long travel. So he wanted to, he had a beautiful carriage, and he needed good horses who will be able to go through the whole long, long journey through the winter. So he got the best of horses, and he embarked on his travel. Came midwinter, and he ended up, four horses in front of the carriage, ended up in a swamp. They were stuck. He tried his hardest to get them out. He pulled this horse, and the other one pulled the other way. He pulled this horse, and the other one pulled the other way. It didn't go. He tried many minutes, a few hours, didn't go. He hears behind him a horse and cart coming. Who comes behind him? Four scraggly horses together with a shmata carriage. And on the carriage is a peasant, push the farmer. And this farmer comes past, and he also had to go through the swamp, and he also got stuck in a swamp. Out goes the peasant, pulls one horse, 2 minutes, pulled one horse, and all four came together, and they got out, and he was about to go on his way, so the Gevir asked him quickly, hello, can you please explain me what's going on here? How is it that I can't get my horses to get going, and you scraggly horses, you pulled here and there, and you're on your way? So the farmer asked the Gevir, tell me, where are your horses from? Oh, my horses. The first horse I got from Arabia, the Prince of Arabia, he sent me, I bought it from him, this tremendous, moedika horse. The second one I got from the king in St. Petersburg, from the top of the top horses. The other one I imported from some other place. The best of the best, I paid mamash big money for them. Says the farmer, oh, here's the answer. My four horses are from one family. When I pulled one along, they all came together. They felt united together. An achdus together. Your horses, they come from different countries. There's no shaykhs. One faket. Not only do they not feel united, one wants to get at the other. You're from this place. No connection. You pull this one this way, the other one goes the other way. That's why you can't get your horses out of the swamp. Sheb Chaim Volozhin told Napoleon, that's your problem as well. Your army was made up of foreign legion. From many, many different countries together. But when you're going to come to Russia, such a large, large army, where they're all totally united, so even though their army might be schwacher than yours, it's not as strong as yours, but since they've got a tremendous unity together, they're going to outdo you. And that's how it was. It's a koich of Achdus. But we can say a bit more of an explanation why Klal Yisrael needed Achdus and Sholem before they came to Matan Torah. The Pasuk said in Zeis HaBrocha, Vayehi Vishurun Melech Bis'aseif Rosh Hayom Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. Rashi says over here, Tov Ache Bis'asvom Yachad Bagudu Achas. When Klal Yisrael are together in unity, Achdus the Shalom Beinem, and there's peace amongst them, there's no fighting. Hu Malkom, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech on Klal Yisrael. V'loi k'sheyesh machlokes Beinem. Rashi says very, very clearly, Malchus Shomayim is only shayach when there's Shalom amongst Klal Yisrael. Whether it's Litvishus, Hasidim, Yekes, Sfardim, no difference. There has to be Shalom amongst Klal Yisrael. When there's unity amongst Klal Yisrael, when there's Sholem and Avo the Achva amongst them, then it's Shayach the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the Melech on Klal Yisrael. Amos Ani Malkom, when there's Achdus and Sholem together. When there's Machloikis amongst Klal Yisrael, it's missing in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matan Torah was Malchus. Kabbalah was Malchus Shemayim. We mekabel the Torah. The Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Koyanim VeGoy Kodesh. Klal Yisrael became the nation and the Avodim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu when it came to Matan Torah. As the Beis Halevi explains, when they were mekabel Tarig Mitzvahs, they weren't mekabel the Mitzvahs on themselves, because there's a halacha: a person can never accept upon himself something without boundaries. A person can never be mechayiv himself to do something if he does not know either a boundary in time or boundary in what work to do. But to stand to say, I'm going to do something, whatever you tell me, a person cannot be mechayiv himself. So how was it that Klal Yisrael, when the Kayan, Nasev and Ishma, we don't know what you're going to tell us, Nasev and Ishma. So Beis Halevi explains, like a person can sell himself as an Eved, even though he has not got a clue what the Odin is going to ask him to do, he can. Why? Because he's not being mechayiv himself to do a certain amount of work. He's selling his body. Klal Yisrael, when it came to Matan Torah, told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're given over to you. We belong to you totally. You are our melech. You are our melech? Obviously, we're going to do whatever you tell us. So like Rashi explains here, since that's the case, that to have Malchus Shomayim, we need Achdus, obviously. V'yichan Shom Yisrael neged ha'or, ke'ish echod, b'lev echod was a must. It was a basic necessity to go ahead with Matan Torah. Rashi explains, and also in Zeis HaBrocha, in the Broch of Zvulun, it's a very interesting Rashi, the Pasuk says, Amim Hari Kro, Shom Yizbechu Zivche Tzedek. So Rashi explains that we all know Zvulun did business. Zvulun did business. So Rashi says that the Goyim used to come to Eretz Yisrael to do business with the Zvulun. And then they said, Hoyel v'nistaranu adkan, we've made such a hard journey to come right to Eretz Yisrael. Neilech ad Yushalayim, let's go to Yushalayim. V'nire ma yirosa shalom azu mamasel. Let's have a look. What are these Yidden taka like? Let's have a look. V'heim royim, and they come to Yushalayim and they see, Kol Yisrael, Oivdim leilokai echod. Everybody is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oichlim machol echod. They're all eating cholin. They're all eating kegel. V'fi shagoyim alukash al zeh loikalah hashal zeh. The God of this guy is not like the God of the other guy. U'macholo yishal zeh, and the maichol, the foods of one guy, is not like the maichol of the other guy. When goyim see, we're all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're so united, ad that even the fools are one. Then they say, wow, there's such an achdus. The Niskayon Rashi says, they become Gayon. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says that the Avon Achva between husband and wife has got to be that one likes the other's food as well. Whatever this one likes, Taivas Liboy, they both join onto each other. The Rambam explains by Ishvishtein, what we see from this Rashi here is as well the Achdus of Klal Yisrael should be like that as well. And when Goyim see there's a tremendous Achdus, they say, wow, we want to become Yidden as well. So we see from here that when it's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, not only was it a must to have to before Matan Torah, but Achdus of Klal Yisrael generates more Goyim to become Yidden. And the peak of kingdom, of the kingdom is, when one person causes another person to become a subject of the other melech, of that melech, that is the biggest covet you can give to a king. More than any pomperai, more than any marches and music you could do for a king, the biggest honor you can do for a king is getting more people to come under him. So when it's Sholem and Achdus with Klal Yisrael, it causes more goyim to become gerim. That is the emissar malchus. That is pshat. Yichan shom Yisrael neged ho. Like we mentioned, number one, because of Tarig Mitzvahs, it's impossible to be Mekayim Tarig Mitzvahs without that. And number two, because when there's Sholem, that is Sholem is a symbol of Malchus. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm only going to be your Melech if you're going to have Achdus. And not only that, when you have Achdus, you cause other people to become under the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that is the biggest Malchus we can do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, when a person learns Torah as well, that alone generates Sholem as well. Tamidei Chachomim, Marbim, Sholem, Ba'olam. So it's a two-way system. Sholem causes that we can be Mekabel Torah. Sholem causes that we can Mekayim all the Tariq Mitzvahs. And Torah causes Sholem to go right, and it goes round in a circle. Medrash in Parshas Vayechi says, if you see Klal Yisrael having achdus with each other, chakei legula. Medrash says, if you see Klal Yisrael come to a point where there's achdus amongst each other, there's sholem, much less machlekes, there's a simon, the gula is coming. According to what we're saying, it's not stam, you know, maybe a scha, because you've got Sholem, therefore Akshmoch says he's going to bring the Gula. No, no, no. Because when Moshiach comes, that's going to be the peak of the Malchus. That cannot be. Kol's man, there's Machlekes in Klal Yisrael. We can only be Mekabel Moshiach Tzidkenu when there is going to be Sholem amongst Klal Yisrael. No, going back some years, there was a fierce machloikis between the Hasidim and the literature time of the Talmidei Agro, Al Shem Tov. Or the Beis HaLevi, which was going back quite some time, what, 150 years ago, something like that, the Beis HaLevi, he said the Moedei Kemoshel, that whatever machloikis there was then is not Noga anymore. And he gave a Moedei Kemoshel. There was this Greis HaGevir. Greis HaGevir was, and he had quite a few children. And he was looking at Shidduch for his first daughter. So he looked, he went to Shiva's, he got the best bocha, Yirei Shomayim, Amasmid, Alamdim, all the good tamailas, and he found Kshmak a bocha, Murvim, Abriyos, Tevla Shomayim, Tevla Abriyos, everything, and he took him as Edom, as a son-in-law. But after Chasni, he found out that this son-in-law, Mamash, enjoys good meat. Yes, Kshmak enjoys good meat. So he bought for him from this butcher, this best cut. And he ordered from another place, the cold cuts and pickled, all the festive meats he got for this young man. And when he ate, he enjoyed himself. A year later, his next daughter came on the market. She was also looking for shidduch. She later went to look for another edim, oichet, good bocha. And Baruch Hashem, he managed to get a final lamb, the Yerei Shomayim, the same. After Chasni, he found out this junge Mann, this Chosen, enjoys Milchiks, cheeses, all milchige Sachen. So he got from order from Vienna place, this type of cheese, from other place, and they made all, his wife made all good to milchige Essen for him. And he gave me a thought, hey, there's a bit of a problem here. Fleischig and milchig don't mix together, we have a problem. So he built a kitchen for the Fleischigs with a nice dining room for the Fleischigs. And on the other side, he built a nice new kitchen with a dining room for the Milchigs. Yeah, Erke gessen dorten. He sat over there and ate him. So everything was fine. Vahi ayoim, Nebuch es geworden a yorg min a chosov. He became bankrupt. He couldn't afford not the expensive meats, not the expensive cheeses. What could he afford? Pave schnitzel. Pave schnitzel was the only thing he could afford. Nebuch. So after a few weeks, he thought, hey, Pave schnitzel. Kann man essen zusammen? Pave, we don't need separate dining rooms. Let's come together and eat together. The Beis Halevi said, yeah, it's true. That fierce machloikus was at that time where that's how it was. At that tekufa, the Hasidim had their gewaldige derech in Avodas Hashem. The liturgists had their gewaldige derech in Avodas Hashem. Each one chose their way which they thought is best for them, which both were 100% emes. But the Lemaisa too couldn't get together, so they had to have separate kitchens. And that's what happened then. Well, the Beis Halevi, this is going back 150 years ago, he said. But he says nowadays, not the liturgists have got their gewaldige derech, which is a steer to the Hasidim. The Hasidim haven't got their gewaldige derech anymore, which is so much a contradiction to the liturgists. Nu, oi bazoi, Beis Halevi says, heint, we're all eating pava, we can all eat together in one kitchen. Yirotzein, Hamitz Hashem, with achdus, Mamz Klal Yisrael, like we say, whether it's liturgists, Hasidim, Yekis, Radishim, all together, as long as we're over the Hashem, and we're Oisik, the mitzvahs together, there should be an achdus, and Mitzvah Hashem, that will bring Bias Mashiach to the Kingdom, maybe. Amen. Amen. Amen.